Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the Range Rover EV has gone extreme testing. The first ID Buzz deliveries happen in the US, and we get cuts of Vauxhall Opel pricing. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why VW will not be copying Hyundai's simulated manual gear shift. Well, good morning, good afternoon, maybe it's good evening. Who knows what time of day you're listening to this? But wherever you are in the world, it's EV News Daily. This is your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 28th of November. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Hours and hours of research every day go into this podcast in order to whittle it down to maybe 20, 25 minutes, half an hour of your time that I know is precious, and so you are completely up to speed, like a TLDR of the EV world. And if that's something that you want to support my work doing, I do have a Patreon page. It's how we fund the podcast. It's how I pay my bills. Literally, this is the only work I do now. Incredible. How is this a job? Patreon.com/EV News Daily. My wife still doesn't understand how this can support our family. I don't understand either, but it works, so let's carry on doing it. Now, the first ID Buzz owners are taking delivery in the US. Now, the first one wasn't your average Joe, I think it's fair to say. His name is Gabriel Iglesias, a comedian and VW hardcore enthusiast. First person to get their ID Buzz, known as Fluffy, Iglesias owns a Volkswagen bus collection valued at over $3 million. He rather loves VW buses. It's on display at his Southern Californian garage called the Gabriel Iglesias VW Fluffy Museum. Now, we find out that in October, Volkswagen made his dreams come true. He got the first ID Buzz first edition in the United States. What did he go for? Mahi green metallic and candy white combo. And he shared the delivery on his Instagram account, which has 4.6 million Instagram followers. So good move, VW, and a bit of extra publicity there. I don't know who, I'm not aware of him, but clearly I'm an outlier because many people are. And the head of US sales, Andrew Savas, said the first ID Buzz units got to dealerships on November 21st last week. So hopefully people are heading over to those dealerships and picking up that vehicle, which, let's be honest, was a very long time coming to America. We're on to our second iterations of it now, mid-cycle refresh, long wheelbase, all that kind of stuff, all that goodness. Well, we've had it for 3-4 years. That just took too long to go to the US. But hey, finally there. That's the most important thing. Now, let's talk about my current crush. If I had posters on my bedroom wall as a teenage boy, then it currently would be... no, not a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or the new Alfa Romeo. This is the Kia EV3. I'm serious. I'm so in love with the Kia EV3 for what it will do to the EV industry next year, because I predict good things for it. Now, obviously, I'm also predicting very good things for the Hyundai Inster, which is the name I-N-S-T-E-R, not Instagram, but Inster, which is the name over here, which is called Casper, back in South Korea. That is also going to be crazy cheap and crazy good value for what you get. Hey, wait till you see the monthly payments on cars like that. But for now, we get the Kia EV3. We say goodbye to the Soul EV, and we get the Kia EV3, a vehicle that sits in a really, really sweet spot in terms of sizing and pricing. Starts at just over £30,000, and you can get it in base trim with the big battery, which is what we always want, and it's two-wheel drive. You get the maximum range. We love it, and so do the Danish, because it's just been named Denmark's Car of the Year for 2025, and we're not even in that year yet, but that's how good the car is. It marks Kia's first victory in the award's 57-year history. The Škoda Elroq took second place. The Renault Electric Scenic, Europe's Car of the Year, came in third. Now, Kia's win follows their European Car of the Year award with the larger EV6 model, and the automotive editor at the Association of Danish Motorists described the EV3 as a worthy winner that showcases the latest developments in EVs, emphasising the affordable pricing and the spec that you get for a very well-equipped car with 270 miles of range and 435 kilometres that'll do an 80% charge in less than half an hour. He says, overall, it's a real Danish car. I'm not sure what makes a real Danish car, but this is it, apparently. And I totally agree, because it's fantastic news. And so it's if I see a good bit of news about the EV3, I will pass it on. By the way, I made a special podcast a few days ago all about the Kia EV3. Feel free to listen to it if you want to know why I'm obsessed with it, and why I think if Kia make enough of them and A, market it correctly, B, get the monthly pricing right to the families that are going to buy this, oh, I think it's going to be a good one. Now let's talk about Cupra. They're launching the Terramar in the UK. Cupra started taking orders today for the new SUV, the Cupra Terramar. Here in the United Kingdom, buyers can select from different powertrains. We're interested in the plug-in hybrid version. They call it e-hybrid. Okay, I'd rather call it plug-in hybrid, because e-hybrid just sounds like a 48-volt mile hybrid fudge. But either way, that's what they've called it. A plug-in hybrid version, 272 horsepower, 200 kilowatts, with 70 miles or 111 kilometres of electric-only driving. Oh, we love that. We love that plug-in hybrid system, that sweet, sweet mileage coming from the VW parts catalogue from the mothership at VW Group. I love it. I keep raving about it. Unfortunately, the UK has just gone, the government, very anti-plug-in hybrid. They're about to double the tax next tax year in terms of, we call it road tax. It's called VED, but they're doubling that on plug-in hybrids, and they're really disincentivizing people to buy them just at a time when the technology is caught up and hybrids are arriving with 70, 88, 90 miles of electric-only range. Now, still wouldn't be for me, because I hate maintaining oily bits, as you know. I don't like paying for anything, catalytic converters and exhausts and everything else. Just give me an EV. But people say it's the best of both worlds. And I see their point. Now, for me, it's the worst of both worlds. But still, as long as you charge it every night, I love these vehicles. Now, BYD is loved by the Australians. BYD and its Aussie partner EV Direct announced today that the Shark 6, that's a pickup truck, sorry, ute, mate, and a plug-in hybrid vehicle, technically a plug-in hybrid, priced at $58,000, it's around £30,000, I think, has received 4,000 pre-orders, and that's a really, really big number. Launched about a month ago, the Shark 6 quickly drew interest from other people who wouldn't buy other cars, the Toyota Hilux and Ford Ranger buyers. It's got vehicle-to-load capability. They were giving $500 worth of accessories to the first 2,000 orders, and it crashed the BYD website, and in the first, less than 48 hours, they had their first 2,000 orders. So, 30 kilowatt hour battery in this lithium iron phosphate battery pack. So it's going to be good to be charging to 100% all the time it wants to be, and providing a pure electric range of 62 miles or 100 kilometers. Plug-in hybrid, like I say, but extended range. Well, it's an EREV hybrid. Total driving range of 500 miles or 800 kilometers when you fill it with dinosaur juice, has two electric motors, so it's all-wheel drive, front motor 170 kilowatt, rear motor 150 kilowatt, or it tows and it's all good stuff as well. The blade battery is then recharged by the engine up front, a 1.5-litre turbocharged four-cylinder petrol engine, acting as a generator. So it's always driven by electrical power, except when you're up to highway speeds. If you're at motorway speeds, the engine can mechanically connect to the front drive axle, and it will drive the front wheels off the engine. Of course, it's a single-speed transmission, so you can't pull away on the engine at low speeds. That's EV power. But actually, when you're up to power, maybe when you're towing at highway speeds, that's when the energy density of fossil fuels is the reason why, for the last 100-plus years, we've used fossil fuels, because it's very energy dense, and until battery technology catches up, then it's, a good compromise. It'll tow 2.5 tonnes, and that's slightly less than the upcoming LDV, or over here I think it'll get Maxus when it arrives in the UK, E-Teron 9. That'll tow 3.5 tonnes. First production models of the Shark 6 will arrive in Australia next month in December, before the new year. Customer deliveries will begin in January. With 4,000 orders secured, BYD is expecting a very strong performance in the Aussie market. Now, Vauxhall's cutting prices, like I said. Look, we're at the end of the year, and some of the car makers want to really just, you know, get those final sales in to make sure that they are hitting the government targets and not paying, you know, £15,000 per vehicle they, you know, miss it by. So Vauxhall has reduced the prices of its new electric vehicles, the new Grandland, offering discounts of up to £4,700. The design and the GS models of the Grandland at less than 40k now, so you get savings on road tax. The design trim is 37,345. That's good. Again, that saves £3,500. The GS trim saves £4,500. The Ultimate trim saves £4,700 off what it was. And by keeping the pricing less than 40 grand, which is what our government technically calls the luxury car tax threshold, and again, you can go top spec and exceed that. You can top spec an Astra and exceed 40 grand. And according to our government, that is luxury car territory. Come on. That needs looking at. Luxury car territory means that you then pay an extra £410 every single year in government taxes. Like I say, technically VED, vehicle excise duty. From year two to year five, year one is still low, but that's 4 years of road tax that you save. That's £1,640, I think, if my maths is not terribly incorrect. These prices are changing to narrow the gap between the combustion hybrid, petrol hybrid versions and the electric models. They're almost the same now, price parity. The new Grandland Electric, built on STLA medium platform, 73 kilowatt hour battery, 160 kilowatt motor, heat pump is standard. Are you listening, everybody else? Heat pump is standard because they're not that expensive anymore to put into a car. It offers a range of 325 miles or 523 kilometres on a single charge, and it'll peak at about 160 kilowatts, which is very respectable. It's all about the charge curve, let's face it. But if you can do 20 to 80, or I'd love them to give me the 10 to 80 number, but when they don't, you do wonder. 20 to 80 in 26 minutes. What about other cars? Well, the Vauxhall Opel Corsa Electric starts at £29,000. The Opel Vauxhall Corsa Long Range is £30,000. The Astra Electric now starts at £34,945. And the new Frontera and the Frontera Petrol Hybrid start at the same price. It's price parity. No one knows that because they keep, you know, these websites are writing articles about how expensive EVs are. The new Frontera from Vauxhall, Opel, whichever one you buy, same price. It's price parity. It's here. It's here. It's arrived before the end of 2024 with a mainstream car like this. Now, you and I know there's been some monthly deals on finance, leasing, PCP, where the EV equivalent of a car has been even cheaper, but no one's paying attention. But this is the first time you go to the Vauxhall website in big print, price, you know, it doesn't say the word price parity, but it says you choose your version, electric or petrol hybrid, same price. And that is £23,495, which is low. Now, I used to have Fronteras as our old company cars. They were genuinely terrible. These new Fronteras are much better. Not the biggest vehicles in the world, but a small family car. £23,495 and 44 kilowatt hour battery. So you're going to get some, you know, anything around 200 miles Well, it'd be under 200 miles, obviously, in terms of total range, depending on the time of year and how you use it. But still, that's very good. Right, I'll pop a link in the show notes to all those stories that you've heard about so far. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Range Rover, doing some extreme testing, and why it's okay to ask the car makers to improve air quality, because for the last however many years the EPA have been monitoring it, 50th annual, I think they've had just their 50th annual report out, they've been doing exactly that. And I'll get into that in a minute. Back in a moment.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Let's talk Range Rover. The upcoming electric Range Rover is nearing its release next year after completing extreme weather testing. Jaguar Land Rover shared some images of its second EV model being tested in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, following cold weather testing in the Arctic Circle. Now, in the UAE, the temperatures were 50 degrees Celsius or 122 degrees Fahrenheit with 90% humidity. Thomas Muller is product engineering director and said, and I quote, "A hot climate is one of the most challenging for any BEV because of the need to cool the cabin and optimize battery performance at the same time. The additional challenge of driving on sand requires controlled low-speed torque, so our specially developed traction control and thermal management systems work in harmony to ensure power delivery is unaffected. Our tests have shown that in this climate, repeatedly driving the equivalent of a 100 meter or 328 feet uphill route on fine sand, the Range Rover Electric matches the performance of its ICE equivalent, in some instances even surpassing them, thanks to the introduction of these new features," end quote. So, being careful there to promote EV, not saying it's better than their diesel Range Rovers, but also saying that it's better whilst not saying it's better. This is the eternal conundrum of every car maker that needs to sell some people a combustion car and some people an EV over the next 10 or 15 years in order to make money and fund their shift to EV, because we know the EV version is just better. And unless you are towing a massive, aerodynamically bad trailer, weight-wise, weight doesn't really impact towing. It does, but it doesn't. It's aero. So if you're towing a big old slab at 70 miles an hour with elevation, then you're an edge case. I mean that in the nicest possible way. And that you should just go drive a petrol or a diesel and it's fine. And we'll see you in a few years' time when battery technology is smashing it. But for every other purpose, which is 99.99 whatever of use, EV is just better. And this is one of those ones where the electric motors can respond in, hundredths of milliseconds on both axles. And these cars are off-road vehicles. And the EV version is just going to be better than a normal Range Rover. It's the first one to have their 800-volt charging system with the in-house assembled battery and electric drive units. No specific details yet. As you know, the Range Rover Electric is getting its launch, we hope, before the end of the year, or at least more details. Towing, wading, all-terrain capabilities. We think it'll wade through 850 millimetres, or 33 and a half inches of water, over 500 horsepower. They've got to be careful to not blow away the V8 models, but kind of make it all ballpark. And that way they can say, hey, we don't mind which one you buy. Go buy the V8, buy the electric. We're cool. Because they could just make the electric version easily better. Four-wheel drive, torque vectoring, all the goodies. I would think dual motor. I don't think they're probably going to put three motors on. They won't do a tri-motor setup. But you would think dual motor, at least to begin with. Right, let's talk about this story that I mentioned then, and that's the EPA, the United States Environmental Protection Agency. And I want to mention this because they just put out their latest automotive trends report, like I say, 50 years of doing this, and the report shows that every year the car makers have made their cars better for air quality, and that the more policymakers put more stringent and strict rules in place, the car makers are so good at innovating that they meet those goals. Now, the car makers will always bellyache about it. They will always, you know, they're going to influence the new Republican administration coming in. They're going to be saying, we need to loosen up those emissions regulations, those rules. We can't do it. We just can't do it. Give us a break. Over the last 50 years, they've proven they're really, really good at it. And so the report shows that policy measures have now led to the highest ever vehicle fuel economy in United States history and the lowest ever greenhouse gas emissions from new cars and trucks ever recorded in the USA. In 2023, electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid vehicles on the roads contributed to an 11% reduction in CO2 emissions. But you know what also contributed? The combustion cars that are being made are just more efficient and better. Since the EPA began tracking it in 1975, modern vehicles, and this is why I mentioned this story, modern vehicles emit 99% fewer common pollutants, hydrocarbons, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, particulate matter, all of these things that have helped lower health issues like asthma and heart disease and decrease hospital visits for cancer rates in our children. So the reason why we want to clean up our air and just generally have a better planet to live on, the car makers have proven time and time again that you set strict rules, they'll complain about it, say it can't be done, and because they're so good at engineering and innovating, they go away and do it. And it has been the case for all of time, and they are still doing it today. We can't sell as many EVs as you want us to. We can't lower the CO2 emissions in the European Union for 2025. It can't be done. We're going to have billions in fines. We're going to have to close all our factories and sack all of our employees. And that's going to mean that you lose votes. And they're wheeling it all out again. Now, since 2004, vehicle CO2 emissions have gone down 31% in the US. And fuel economy is up 40%. EVs and, of course, plug-in hybrids are now playing part of the mix. In 2023, the combined category of BEVs and plug-in hybrids increased from 6.7% of production in 2022 to almost 12% in 2023. It'll be 15% this year, and the upward trend will continue as EV production grows in the US. A very, very important story to remember. Now, let's talk about Volkswagen adjusting their approach to how they sell you an EV. VW announced it will review its sales model with retail partners in European countries. The company aims to adopt a direct-to-consumer full agency model in the long term, but the adoption of EVs in the industry requires Volkswagen to use two sales models at the same time for longer, they say, than planned. It means the agency model for battery electric vehicles and an indirect sales model for other type of vehicles for now. So paying dealerships, or, you know, think of it like a flat fee. So dealers working in an agency model where they sell you the vehicle, but the price is probably going to be fixed, that you go back there to collect the vehicle or maybe arrange financing, and the dealer gets a fee from Volkswagen for their time to be you know, compensated for selling you that vehicle. To address it, Volkswagen is starting a new joint review of their retail divisions to determine if switching back to an indirect sales model for their EVs would be beneficial in the short term to midterm. What a surprise. Dealers know how to sell cars. I know that car dealers, much like estate agents, don't always have the biggest fan base out there from people that have maybe had bad experience in the past. But as I always say, car dealers have had a lot more experience than the car makers at selling cars. And so all the car makers came along, saw what Tesla did, and went, oh, we can take dealers out of the mix here, right? We can have a direct relationship with our customers. We'll have them coming straight to us and not an intermediate in between. And then the thing that they realized over the last, how long this experiment's been going on for, it worked very well for Tesla because it had to work well for Tesla. No other way of doing it for Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, etc. is that all the car makers went, oh, dealers are really good at being dealers, aren't they? And, you know, like them or not, yeah, they've had lots of time to be really, really good at their business, which is selling cars. And again, like them or not, they're really good at it. And so the car makers are now going, oh, this is quite hard, isn't it? Maybe we'll just stick with the existing model we've got. Now, the Cupra brand will use the agency model for their BEVs. Volkswagen passenger cars, Volkswagen commercial vehicles, Skoda and Audi currently using the BEV agency model, but that's part of the review. The evaluation includes markets in France, Germany, Poland, Spain, and the UK to decide whether VW will give up on the idea of direct sales in the short to medium term. What they will not even start on is the idea of manual simulated gears. At the Los Angeles Auto Show, VW's global R&D head Kai Grunitz revealed that they've been testing a manual transmission in VW EVs. And he didn't like it. He prefers the smooth, quiet nature of EVs. Fair enough. He referenced the Hyundai IONIQ 5N, which has the simulated gear shifts, a simulated 8-speed gearbox with sounds. He said that the GTI has to create emotions, but you need sound. He also introduced the concept of GTI mode for electric vehicles, which would generate sounds and other features to remind you of a sporty vehicle. He mentioned that Toyota has also patented a manual gearbox for EVs. And GM is developing a clutch system for manual EVs. Why do they do this? In contrast, Porsche decided against doing any kind of gear shifts, although it has a 2-speed transmission, believing it detracts from the EV experience. I've got to agree, although actually in the Hyundai IONIQ N, 5N, and now the Kia EV6 GT and EV9 GT, and you would think in the IONIQ 6 coming soon, it's really good. And you wouldn't use it all the time, and you might only use it a couple of times, but it's engineering for the sake of it. And it's really good because you can make it hit the rev limiter and the car will just sort of stall out at, you know, 30 miles an hour till you shift up a gear. It's not a gear. It's all done through software and noises and, you know, cutting power. Not the quickest way to drive it. But, man, it's brilliant. It's really, it is like just a combustion car. And then you turn it off and then you don't play with it again. But for when you do, it's really, really good. The Hyundai system is fantastic. And if VW couldn't get it as good as that, they shouldn't even try it. Because you don't need to make EVs analogous to combustion cars. Because it's all the worst, like changing gear is all the worst stuff. Anyway, let's quickly talk about Renault Group. We Drive Solar, My Wheels, and the city of Utrecht have partnered to introduce a large-scale car sharing, vehicle to grid. It's a buzzword laden sentence, that. So, the Netherlands is a leader in solar and wind energy. In fact, 35% of the rooftops in Utrecht, a top European city, has solar. And so, actually, to maintain grid stability, you need to do some funky stuff. And now, 500 Renault 5s are going to be in a car sharing service. And they will use vehicle to grid. So they will provide electricity to the grid at peak times and they will soak up energy when there's excess renewables on the grid. The V2G technology lets users charge their cars with renewable energy and send it back to make a bit of money as well. And it helps reduce electricity costs, stabilize the grid, integrate renewables. And that is another trial. But hopefully it works really well and hopefully we get V2G being rolled out for the rest of us. And finally, Nissan is facing significant significant challenges. Recently laying off 9,000 employees, 7% of their global workforce. The company also plans to reduce their production capacity by 20% because of declining sales in the US and China. According to the Financial Times newspaper, citing insider sources, so reputable outlet, knowing what they talk about, Nissan is now searching for a key investor to navigate this critical period. A senior Nissan official said, and I quote, "We have 12 or 14 months to survive," end quote. Wow. Wow. The company is considering investors like banks or insurance firms. And of course, Renault is a major shareholder in Nissan, but they're looking to reduce their stake in Nissan and get out of whatever is happening in Nissan. Since they got rid of Carlos Ghosn, who was the high-profile leader of that Nissan-Renault-Mitsubishi partnership, they obviously didn't like, for many reasons, what he was doing there. And Nissan want to do their own thing. Challenges. Sad, isn't it? Because they were so early with the Leaf. They had such a lead with the Leaf. The Aria is not a bad vehicle, but I never see them promoting it. Nothing wrong with the Aria. Nothing wrong with the new Leaf coming soon. I think they're going to call it the Leaf, the new Leaf. They just threw their lead away, didn't they? Anyway, never mind. So thanks to our premium partners of the podcast, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel. And Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At BP, we're not just talking strategy. We're making it happen. Growing our upstream business with 6 major new projects in 2025. 4 already live, 2 more scheduled this year. Expecting to add 135,000 barrels a day to peak production, helping drive long-term shareholder value. For more on our growth plans, visit bp.com/strategy at work.